Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
This Sunday is Father's Day, the day we all pretend what time is it where you are counts as conversation.
This weekend is Father's Day, but I'm not quite sure about this promotion. To celebrate the day, Denny's is offering a bacon bouquet. And this is nice. It even comes with a card that says, "This is why Mom left."
The former CEO of Bumblebee Tuna was sentenced to 3 years in jail on Tuesday for his role in a tuna price-fixing conspiracy. Well, technically, 1 year for the price-fixing and 2 years for bringing tuna into the courtroom. It was evidence, you guys.
I love Bumblebee Tuna.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you remember the jingle?
I remember Mr. Mom. Do you remember that movie? Wasn't that all for Bumblebee Tuna?
I don't know.
Oh, I remember that movie. My sister and I used to love it. The Wooby.
Great movie. The Wooby.
I don't remember. I haven't watched it in years.
Yum, yum, bumblebee, bumblebee, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I wanted my parents to go get me that big giant balloon, that parade float or whatever that is.
Yeah. Look at
that.
What would you have done with it?
Well, me and my friends, we would have come running down the street with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
I used to ask my parents to get me a flying horse. Like, remember? Right. Yes. Do you remember every year for my birthday when I was little? Do you remember? I don't know what movie company it was, but at the beginning of some movies, they used to have this gigantic white flying horse that would like open up the movie.
Oh, yeah. They still do. I don't remember what.
And I would ask them, they'd be like, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I'd be like, "I want a horse that flies." They're like, "Come up with something else."
That one's going to be a tough one.
Crazy.
Well, kind of sad news, huh? The NFL season.
Oh, yeah. Coaching. Yeah, we're coming up on the fourth week of June, and there's still no solid indication that most professional sports are on track to resume. The NBA is the closest. They have a plan to resume play on July 30th, where players are protected from the outside world inside a kind of bubble in Orlando. But even that has some hurdles before it's a sure thing. And now the White House's coronavirus expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is saying that the NFL season might not happen unless it does the same thing. He said unless players are essentially in a bubble, insulated from the community, and they're tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played this fall. He said if there is a second wave, which is certainly a possibility and which would be complicated by the predictable flu season, football may not happen this year.
Oh, I am not enjoying that whatsoever.
Well, for their part, the NFL is insisting that it will start its regular season as scheduled on September 10th.
We were supposed to see Joe Burrow, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So many things. I mean, don't get me wrong. Health and safety clearly first, but... Sure. It is going to be a long fall and winter.
Sports fans are struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, the virus is not showing any signs of slowing. In fact, Florida, where the NBA is scheduled to play, is quickly becoming the latest COVID-19 epicenter. So, fingers crossed, but for the moment, the NFL is insisting that they will start the regular season as scheduled on September 10th. We'll see.
Yeah. See, I think timing, we kind of, for this first wave, I think we were kind of in decent shape that it started in March. Just the timing of it, because people are still able to go outside. I think if we have a big second wave when the weather is getting colder, and if we don't have football and we don't have basketball or any other sports, you know, and then people are trapped in the house.
If you thought there was depression before.
Yeah. And then you get into the add the seasonal depression on top of that. I just let's hope it goes.
Let's pray harder.
Yeah. Hope it goes away.
I can't imagine not being able to go outside with my kid. Like being in, you know, being at our house was one thing, but having 2 acres to explore on a nice day was another super helpful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine not being able to just go outside at all because it's 32 below or whatever.
And not be able to go anywhere, you know, and do anything, right?
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Yep. So there's a new Star Trek series in the works. CBS All Access is doing it. It's called Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And it's going to take place on the Enterprise before Captain Kirk took over.
Really?
Now, if you know your Star Trek, then you know that means Christopher Pike is the captain at this point. So he's going to be the focus of the show.
Oh.
But there's talk that Kirk, who's not a captain yet, he's just Kirk, is going to be a recurring character. There's also talk, it's not confirmed quite yet, but there is talk that they're going to make Kirk bisexual in this series.
Well, that would be new.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And we don't have any further details, but
starring William Shatner again, or
well, this is before Kirk.
He's like 90 years old. Oh, so this would be a younger actor playing Kirk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
because you know, in all the 60s Star Treks, to my knowledge, and I think I've seen every single one of them at least 100 times. Every love connection or interest or encounter he had, even if it was alien, was of the feminine persuasion.
The aliens were definitely feminine.
Yeah.
They hooked up with aliens on that show?
Sure.
There were encounters. Yeah. So
I've never watched a single episode.
Oh yeah. Crazy, crazy times, I'm telling you.
Well, I love it. Bring it on.
By the way, this is not a new idea, but I don't know, maybe this time it'll work. Tiffany Haddish believes that women can end racism. Women hold the power to end racism.
I get nervous when you say that and attach it to the name Tiffany Haddish.
By withholding sex.
Well,
here's what she had to say.
People are asking, Tiffany, how can we solve this? What action moves can we do? What do you think we could do? I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. But I know when I have problems and I want them solved, I just stop having sex. And everything's soft. So if everybody just stop having sex, especially if you in an interracial relationship and your man is white, stop having sex with your white man. Things will change.
Well, that's one approach.
Man.
I don't know if that's the answer.
Real grumpy, though, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to solve it, but I guess that's one way to approach it. I was reading that the Bryce Dallas Howard was talking about the movie The Help, which came out, and this is an Oscar-winning movie that came out in 2011, and she said that she would not do that movie if it was offered to her today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Her character in that movie is so good.
Yeah. She urged her fans on Instagram to try to look beyond that movie to further their understanding of racial inequalities. Keep in mind, Bryce Dallas Howard played the bigoted housewife Hilly Holbrook in that movie. And she acknowledged that, you know, while she is very grateful for her time on that project, she said, you know, when you think about it, it was created by predominantly white storytellers. And so the LA Times was interviewing her and they said, well, would you make the same movie today? And she said, you know what? I wouldn't.
Wow.
But what I will say is this, what I've seen is that folks now have the courage to say that. With all due respect, I love this project. I just don't think you could be the filmmaker. That's a really powerful thing to say. It's an important stance to take in order to make room for the true authentic storytellers.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what that movie would look like if it were the same movie, same script, but produced by people of color.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I wonder how it would change.
That would be neat. They should do that. And they should sign all the same exact people up and do it from a different perspective.
And see how it plays out.
Well, because I went to see To Kill a Mockingbird that Aaron Sorkin redid in Broadway just in January. And he tells the perspective from Atticus's perspective. Like his play is from Atticus's perspective, which completely changes the story from being told from Scout's perspective. So it's kind of a really neat thing, but it would be interesting to see this happen as well.
I forget which one of her co-stars from The Help made a list of recommendations of films to watch that were produced by Black people, stories about Black people. And I'm trying to, I think 13th was on that list, but I think that there were a bunch of other films. Try to find that so we could post that because there were some really great recommendations.
Let's see. Let me see if I can find that. There was a recent news story,
yeah,
too, wasn't it?
Just within the past week or two.
Let me dig it up and I'll get back to you on that.
Dallas Howard is what it says. Recommends movies and TV shows to watch instead of The Help.
Oh, okay.
It was her?
Or you have access to that list?
June 17th.
Maybe it was her. There you go.
Yes, here are some. Selma, Say Her Name, When They See Us, Eyes on the Prize, Malcolm, The Watchmen, 13th, The 13th. She says, I've heard that The Help is the most viewed film on Netflix right now. I'm so grateful for the exquisite friendships that came from that film. Our bond is something I truly and deeply enjoy, and that will last a lifetime. That being said, The Help is a fictional story told through the perspective of a white character and was created by predominantly white storytellers. I can go further later. Hold on, it's still loading.
But yeah, let's put that list up somewhere.
Yeah, and then she says, stories are a gateway to a radical empathy. And then she lists 13th, Eyes on the Prize, I Am Not Your Negro, Just Mercy, Malcolm X, Say Her Name, The Life and Death of Sandra Bland, Selma, Watchmen, When They See Us.
Cool.
I'll put this story up from Good Morning America.
All right. Sarah.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Doing awesome. I've got your headlines here. You pick the real one, and you're going to Burns Garden Center. Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Which one is real? Is it A man with a machete face tattoo is arrested for a machete attack? Is it B, woman with turtle tattoo on her cheek caught stealing turtles? Or C, guy with a huge turd tattoo on his neck arrested for taking a dump outside Walmart?
I gotta go with C.
I know. Don't you want it to be so badly?
Yeah, so bad.
Because you tell people they always go with Walmart.
Well, I know, but every once in a while I gotta throw in a twist.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
An exception to the rule, just like the English language.
Right. Exactly. So it's no turd tattoo, unfortunately, which I would love to see. It's actually the machete guy.
Dang. Oh, geez.
I know. Rough. Right? But we love you and want to send you to Burns anyway, okay?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Yes. Love you too.
Because you were misled. The least we can do is set you up.
You were tricked.
Well, this guy definitely stands on brand. There's a 25-year-old guy named Justin Couch in Spring Hill, Florida, the lovely Spring Hill, Florida.
Yes, lovely there.
He has a machete tattooed under his left eye. And on Saturday night, he attacked a guy with a machete. Apparently, he and the guy were arguing, and Justin whipped out his machete and swung the flat side at the guy's head.
Oh, you just can't.
Wow.
When the guy put his hand up to block it, the blade part hit him in his left forearm, and it was so painful the dude passed out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's lucky it didn't cut it all the way off.
Yeah, he can't move his left hand, though. I mean, you're right. He still got his hand. He was rushed to the hospital. He survived the attack. He cannot move his left hand. Justin, for his part, has been charged with aggravated battery. So there's your man in Florida story of the day.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.